Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Yes, clap your hands, everybody, because the Philadelphia 76ers just got one of the best players in the NBA in one of the most shocking trades I can ever remember. Hugh, good morning. We're live today, Citizens Bank Park. We'll take you right up to the Phillies game. But on July 2nd, we start with your Sixers, who last night, I thought it was fake. I'm going to be honest with you. I thought it was fake when I was sent that. I was like, it's not real. Jaylen Brown to the Sixers for Paul George, 2 firsts and 2 seconds. How the hell did we get Jaylen Brown? What a day for the Sixers. What a day for Philadelphia. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Philadelphia. First of all, stay cool. It's hot.
You did tell someone to stay hot earlier.
Yeah, I did. I messed that up. stay cool because it's warm. It's warm. I'm with you, Joe. When I first saw it, I started looking all over the internet because this is one of those – I thought it was a troll job. I really, really did. And when you saw what they gave up to get him, I was like, oh, this can't be real. So then you sit back and you wait for the vetted names, the guys that you trust when it comes to information like this. And when the story started trickling down, my first thought was, it's amazing how we just had a conversation yesterday talking about playoff odds or contention odds. And we were trying to rank the teams in the city and who had the odds to contend this year. And the Sixers have jumped past everybody when you talk about the chances that they have. And we were talking about it yesterday, talking about trading Joel Embiid and all the messed up contracts that
we had. Trying to get out from under this stuff.
Yes, yeah. And we get rid of Paul George. Now having Joel Embiid here, if we can find somebody that could just take some of the minutes away from him and have him still out there in a limited role, you got a shot. Well, you have a legit shot.
The Sixers, once you're right, Hugh, in 215-592-9494 to join us to react. Your reaction to the Sixers landing Jaylen Brown. Let's just put in perspective what happened last night. The Sixers traded Paul George, who was a negative asset at this point, old, broken down, not that good of a player anymore, and 2 first-round picks. I don't even care about the second-round picks. Paul George and 2 ones for Jaylen Brown, an all-NBA second team, all-NBA player.
Yeah, not that far removed from winning the championship.
Yes, finals MVP. And, you know, we always have fun with a Super Bowl MVP in that debate. You look in the history of basketball, finals MVPs are Hall of Famers. I mean, but basically all of them make the Hall of Fame. This is a tremendous player. He's a 5-time All-Star. He was 6th place in NBA MVP votes for the full season. Hugh, they didn't have Tatum for the full year, right?
Yeah, and it was
until
him.
The end. It was him leading the charge. They finished 2nd in the Eastern Conference. This guy is a tremendous basketball player. You know, whether or not he's top 5, 10, 15, he's really good, right? He's conservatively a top 20 player. I would say closer to top 15 in the world.
Yeah.
And they got him. I mean, you told me they were going to trade Paul George, I would have said they probably have to attach a first-round pick just to get off him. So if you kind of use that math, what did they trade for Jaylen Brown? A first? What really did they trade for Jaylen Brown? I am shocked the Sixers were able to make this deal. 215-592-9494. So two things immediately jump to mind. One, the Sixers have reopened this window of contention that looked like it kind of closed in recent years.
Yes.
To where they were in the playoffs, but no real chance to do anything deep in the playoffs. They have reopened that. The second thing I thought of immediately is, Hugh, this is probably the most out-of-nowhere great Philadelphia sports acquisition since Cliff Lee came back to the Phillies in late December 2010. Like, just out of nowhere. Usually this stuff has legs. It has rumors. You know, we talk about it for a couple weeks, and then maybe something happens, you know, when one of these big acquisitions happens. Hugh, there was zero. When I say zero, if you had asked me yesterday, what are the chances that the Sixers trade for Jaylen Brown? Like, if we had a caller say that yesterday, like, let's just put this out there. If a caller called into our show, Hugh, and proposed the trade that went down last night, we probably would have laughed at them.
Yeah.
Like, there's no – I mean, come on.
That's why, you know what, and that goes in the vein of, you know, like when you were talking about, you know, getting Ranger back here, wrong her, and all the other stuff. That's why no trade is too crazy, because you just never know what somebody's thinking. Because when you look at that, when you look at that trade from last night, and you talk about what was given up and what you got back, most people, if they say you're lying. I can't believe that.
Of course.
And then everybody else say, you know, the Celtics got fleeced. Reminds me when Luka Doncic, when he went from the Mavericks to the Lakers. So it's one of those things where even though it might sound far-fetched to you, hey, throw it out there. You never know what's going
to
happen.
Well, the Sixers did that. Credit to them. Credit to Mike Gansey. Bob Myers obviously running this front office now.
Look at Mike Gansey come in making moves.
Woo! I mean, this is a move that changes the Sixers' present and future. 215-592-9494 for your reaction to the Sixers trading for Jaylen Brown last night. The other thing I thought of, Hugh, as soon as the trade went down, and this is going to sound strong, but I think it's true. I think this is the best player the Sixers have traded for since Moses Malone. I mean, the Sixers made some big moves over the years, right?
They've gone for Mutombo.
Well, they got Mutombo, and that's close. I think Jaylen Brown is a better player than Mutombo. Now, Mutombo's great. Mutombo's in the Hall of Fame.
You're talking about in the prime, too.
And Mutombo was a great defensive player, right?
Yeah.
Jaylen Brown is more of an all-around player and obviously could put the ball in the basket. Mutombo is a big one, and that helped that team. James Harden was on the way down when they traded for him. Like, Harden was more accomplished. He won an MVP. But I think this version of Brown is better than that version of James Harden back in 22. You could throw Jimmy Butler in there, you know, that, but he was only here for a few months, basically.
Yeah.
He was a free agent to be. I think this is the best player under contract that they've traded for since Moses Malone. Like, this is a franchise-altering trade they made yesterday, and one that not a single soul in this city saw coming.
No question about that. And I'll tell you another thing. It feels to me like there's a chance that he might light a fire under Joel Embiid, because I can't wait to his press conference. And one of the reporters, I'm thinking it's going to be Dave Uren.
The Bulldog.
Ask him about his comments about Joel Embiid and about Joel Embiid flopping and all that other stuff. And I wonder how he's going to respond to that, given now that he's his teammate. And in order to get him going, I mean, I think that reality has to be, thrown out there. And it may hopefully to make Joel Embiid a better player.
Well, hopefully. And look, the reality of is this. The Sixers have now created a trio, Hugh, that doesn't involve Joel, that are going to lead this team. Like, and Joel now can settle into a different stage of his career where if he just plays a role, they can win a lot of games. I mean, Maxey and Brown are their best players now, right?
Yeah.
Maxey and Jaylen Brown are their best players, and Edgecombe is rising pretty fast to maybe be on their level. Joel can be looked at in a different way now. Like, they don't need him to carry them at all anymore.
So exactly.
Be healthy, rebound the basketball, play some defense, and let those guys carry the load. 215-592-9494. Let's hear how this thing went down. Shams last night on what the Celtics originally wanted. And credit to the Sixers for kind of shaking them down and holding them until they accepted the deal that they were offering. Here's Shams last night.
Sixers president, new president, Mike Gansey, reached out to the Celtics, made offers in recent weeks. It's been quite some time where these talks seem to have a level of traction, because the Celtics has such a high bar on a deal, right? They were thinking, if you're going to trade us Paul George, we need 4 firsts, 5 firsts. We need a player like a VJ Edgecombe. That was the bar that was set early. So there were other teams around the league that might have stopped conversations or moved on to do other deals, but the Sixers stayed with it. Stood around, stayed at the party. They didn't have Irish goodbye. They didn't leave early. They stuck around. And at the end of it, they were the last team standing today. So staying engaged, staying with it, that paid dividends for the Sixers. Now, when you think about it, and Perk makes that point, when you can get a 30-year-old player who's probably got 4 to 6 years left in his prime, potentially at this level, with a 20s Tyrese Maxey, with a 20s VJ Edgecombe, that is scary for the rest of the Eastern Conference.
Well, it is. And for the Celtics, for that, Hugh, I just keep coming back to, what are the Celtics thinking? How did they get to the point where they sold Jaylen Brown for this package? I mean, if you had asked me 6 weeks ago what they could get for Jaylen Brown, I don't know. I would have said 5 first-round picks, or I would have said another comparable all-star player around the same age, or something in that vein. 36-year-old Paul George and 2 first-round picks? It doesn't make any sense.
You know what I think, as I recklessly speculate?
Oh, I like this.
Somebody called in a marker. Like, just like the Luka Doncic situation, somebody called in a marker. Somebody had a favor. Somebody had some pictures of something that they didn't want out there. Then they said, hey, bro, it's time. It's time. I need this favor. And give me, and it was like, hey, give me what you got. And that's how it went down. Because you talk about all the other teams. When you talk about being traded, Jaylen Brown's name was mentioned a lot early on.
Mm-hmm.
And like they were talking about, nothing happened. And he found out that they were trying to get Antetokounmpo,
yep,
and it didn't happen. So now you're calling, and like, I guess the well ran dry. I don't know why, but I guess nobody thought that it could do it. So somebody called in a marker. I think that's what this was. Somebody called in a marker.
The weird part is we all think the Celtics are smart. So either they got dumb overnight, or maybe there's more to it. I don't know if it's a financial thing. I don't know what it is. My eyes tell me Jalen Brown's an excellent basketball player, and the Sixers just improved themselves exponentially. Let's hear Brian Windhorst yesterday on what the heck the Boston Celtics are doing.
The league speculation, it's not reporting, but I don't dispute it, is that this was a trade that was made under duress. That this was not a trade that you would make in a clinical setting. Not a trade, you know, there's no deadline. Didn't have to do it by the end of July 1st. That you wouldn't do this trade under these circumstances if everything was equal, but something wasn't equal.
The duress gets me there. Right? I mean, what does that mean? Like, was he about to request a trade and then they just wanted to get this
ugly.
Done quickly?
You know,
jeez.
You know, with the way things are going, you know, people getting kidnapped and whatnot, maybe his pops rolled up in there. You know, his dad used to be a boxer. So maybe his dad rolled up.
Oh, you're rolling
Sixers.
With full reckless speculation.
Oh, yeah, straight up. And his dad told
him. His dad threatened Brad Stevens?
He probably did. Okay. I mean, you know, I don't know that for sure, but it feel. But when you think about the way that this went down, doesn't it feel like something happened and they felt like we had to do this right away?
It does feel like there's something, there's a missing piece to this puzzle. Like, how did we get this player for this package? My hope is for the Sixers that it is a financial, it's either a financial thing or the relationship up there deteriorated so much that they just had to move on. You know, so they weren't really worried about the best value. They just wanted him out of there.
Yeah.
That's my hope. Now, is there any piece of me that wonders if they know something we don't know? I mean, we've been down this road with the Celtics before, the Markelle Fultz trade, where they knew something we didn't know and it turned into a disaster. My brain is telling me it's a great trade for the Sixers, and they're in a great spot now.
Wait a minute. You feel like something's going on with Jalen?
What? I mean, don't you wonder why they traded him for this little?
Not that, Joe. I mean, I'm not – I don't want to be in your head, but it feels –
A part of me wonders, why did they do this?
Come on.
How
man.
Did we get this player? It is amazing. All right. Let's also hear from Kendrick Perkins, who was – he didn't hold back on his thoughts on the deal. Perk.
It was one of the dumbest trades in NBA history. And Mike Gansey, Jameer Nelson, Bob Myers, they should be serving breakfast in bed to Brad Stevens. I'm talking about cut-up fruit, seedless grapes, mint tea, toast with strawberry jam, because they finessed the hell out of him. And this is just sad all across the board.
That might be my new favorite go-to, the seedless grapes. Cut-up strawberry.
No, the cut-up strawberry jam. I mean, because the visual that he painted is like, yeah, because you did look out. Like, you looked out. And when somebody looks out for you like that and you know you got looked out for, you do go above and beyond.
But why would Brad Stevens look out for the Sixers? What is how did they get Jalen Brown?
Called in a favor.
215-592-9490 for your reaction to the Jalen Brown trade. He is now a part of the Sixers along with Tyrese Maxey, Vijay Edgecombe, and Joel Embiid. And Hugh, I mean, our mind now has to wonder, right? There was a report yesterday that the Sixers have reached out to LeBron James, Tony Jones of The Athletic. I mean, LeBron, yesterday there was a report that he wants to go to a contender. He wants to win. It isn't necessarily about money at this point. He's made hundreds of millions,
billions. Something about taking the minimum?
Well, I'm just saying, if it's about basketball now, right, if it's just about competing, there is a spot on the floor for a point forward that certainly, from a basketball perspective, Hugh, it fits. I don't know if he wants to come to Philadelphia. It fits glove.
I tell you what.
Like a glove.
If LeBron got the if LeBron's thinking about coming here, don't ask to go to the game with me now, because you know everybody now. This is the time. Jalen Brown yesterday moved the meter.
Yes,
I'm pretty sure the phone has been ringing off the hook for Sixers tickets this year. I know security's probably going to be tight. Now if LeBron comes here now, that's something totally different. That's something totally
well,
different.
Well, and it puts the Sixers in a different stratosphere. 215-592-9490 for your reaction to it all. Kyle, where are you at as the Sixers trade Paul George, a pair of ones, a pair of twos, for Jalen Brown?
So I don't know if this is my fault for being who I am or if it's the Sixers' fault for doing this to me, but it's such a good trade that my first thought is, like, what's the catch here?
Yeah, that's basically.
Well, wait, what, huh?
Because I can't think of a flaw in the deal. I mean, you get rid of Paul George. You get an MVP candidate who is, you know, essentially in his prime.
Yep.
And you get him from your rival that you just beat in the playoffs. I don't understand why Boston would do this unless it's, you know, for the reasons you laid out, like they're starting to be stingy with money or something. I have no idea, but it doesn't, it something doesn't sit right with me that we just made a trade with the Celtics, a blockbuster trade with the Celtics, and everybody is just going, well, the Celtics got fleeced. I mean, when does that ever happen? And when does it ever happen by the Sixers? Like, the Sixers are not the front office that's creative and bending people over like Howie Roseman does. Like, that's usually the Celtics, where you're like, don't trade with Boston. So, like, I guess it's like too good of a trade that makes me wonder, like, what's going on here? I don't know, but like, I'm floored by the whole thing. And I got to tell you, like, maybe the most excited I've been for a Sixers season in a long time.
Well, now for the first time, Hugh, they have two or and maybe three. We'll see how quickly Edgecombe grows into the player I think a lot of people think he could be. Mm-hmm. But they have at least two players that can carry them that are not named Joel Embiid. And that's different than we've ever had. Like, it's always had to be somewhat Joel, and maybe they have another guy, like Maxey developed, or they had Harden or whatever, right? Now they have two. Like, if Joel Embiid just sat on the bench the whole season, they'd still be a playoff team. Like,
yeah.
Now, obviously, their ceiling, if he can play and play his best, is a different level.
And then you also have a mechanism now where you can rest Joel Embiid. You could
of course.
You could save him for the rest of the season. You could just pay him sparingly, if you will, and get the most out of him by letting him rest and just putting him out there in the games periodically. Yeah.
I thought we were headed towards purgatory. I thought the next couple of years were going to be running out the clock on George and Embiid. I thought there was zero chance this team would compete, you know, for anything serious. And that changed yesterday with the trade for Jaylen Brown. And I know there are some people out there who say maybe he's a little overrated. Maybe he's not quite as great as you think he is. That's fine. He's a really excellent basketball player that's had a heck of a career. I mean, his career is on the path to the Hall of Fame. He's already made 5 All-Star games, and he's been an All-NBA player and an MVP. You know, he's got MVP votes and a Finals MVP. This guy is an awesome player. And he's now a Sixer. 215-592-9494. Your reaction to it all. Charles in Bluebell starts us off here on WIP. Charles, good morning.
Charles.
All right. What's up, guys? Listen, yesterday, we will never forget yesterday. Think about it. You have a tale of two cities. What's going on? The excitement in Philadelphia, the dread in Boston. And then the city in the middle, New York City, who can't believe we got Jaylen Brown. And then in New York City yesterday, two idiots decided to climb the Empire State Building.
Yeah, I forgot about that one.
Yeah, he was showing me that yesterday.
That was crazy. You know,
yes, it was. That was insanely crazy. But, you know, the Knicks already know, you know, Philly's gotten better. Toronto's gotten better. Miami's gotten better. They know the Knicks, the championship is just a one-year rental for them. You know, we are back in contention, at least for the Eastern Conference Finals, and we do have to build with the team a bit.
Well,
Thanks,
we
guys,
do.
You got to get some bench players. Yeah, you got to get some bench.
They have more work to do, and Charles, we appreciate the call. They have more work to do, Hugh, but it is becoming now, it does feel like the NBA, what are we on, 7 or 8 straight years of a new champion? It feels like you have your time, you have your year, and then it's someone else's turn. That's the new NBA.
Yeah.
I think part of it is teams can't afford to keep their team together, and maybe that's why. Maybe my gut's telling me that the main issue with the Brown thing in Boston is I think their new owners are cheap, and I think they looked at the future tax penalties, and they're like, let's just get out of this now. What I can't wrap my mind, like, it is defensible to trade Jaylen Brown. You can trade anyone, right? Players get traded.
Yeah.
But the the fact that they traded him for Paul George and these picks, that I can't wrap my mind around. And credit to Mike Gansey, credit to the Sixers, Jameer Nelson, obviously Bob Myers, top it all. Hugh, for being the team that did it. And that first cut we played where the asking price was Maxey and, VJ and 4 first-round picks, for them to like kind of just hold on, wait,
hold the line.
Patient, hold the line, to where yesterday they were like, yeah, I guess we'll take Paul George in 2-1.
Yeah, because I feel like on Jaylen Brown's, on his side, they probably just got to the point where they just got tired of it. It probably was on the brink of getting real ugly.
And he does seem like he has a personality that maybe could be a little bit wearing on a team.
He's a smart dude, man. No,
strong-willed
individual. Yeah, no question about that.
Isn't that part of the reason he's probably become the player he is? He's
strong-willed. Because he's strong-willed and he's a smart cat. So, yeah, they didn't want to deal with him.
My goodness. What a day for the Sixers yesterday. 215-592-9494. We'll get everyone's phone call up on the other side. Your reaction to the Jaylen Brown trade. The Sixers landed Jaylen Brown for Paul George. Pair of ones, a pair of twos. Is it an incredible trade? I think it's the best player the Sixers have traded for, have acquired, non-draft, since since Moses Malone. I mean, we could debate the Harden thing. We could debate Jimmy Butler. I think this version of Brown is better than any player the Sixers have acquired since the day they brought Moses in. 215-592-9494. That's how you hotboard. All right, coming up, your calls. And we got to let you hear some of the reaction up in Boston, Hugh. As much as we react, and we will have a great time reacting over the next week or so here in Philadelphia, to hear the pain in the voices of those up in Boston, you're not going to want to miss this. That's coming up next, Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. The world's biggest soccer tournament is heating up in the U.S. Congratulations, of course, to United States
America.
Last night. With a big win, and they're on to the final 16. And, of course, we are now in the knockout range and knockout of the tournament. And the United States won last night on Calcio. You could trade every match from the opening stage all the way to the final. Look, we have to look at the U.S. and where they're at right now. They have a 4% chance to win it all, which means a $100 trade on the U.S. to win it all pays out $2,179. On Calcio, you're trading its peers in a live market, meaning there's no house. And as the probability changes, you could buy in and out of your position for a limited time. Download the Calcio app. Use code GIGLIO to get $10 when you trade 10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Calcio. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see calcio.com/regulatory.